Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I would like to congratulate the Prophet and his household, leaders of all Muslimin, respected Maraj-e-Kiram, Ulama-e-Haq, and dear Mu'mineen, for the happy occasion of the birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. On the basis of traditions, patience is defined as a resistance shown by man on the road towards perfection against mischief, corruption, and degradation, which can be compared to the example of a mountaineer who, in order to reach the peak, has to face internal as well as external obstacles, such as the love for comfort, as well as fear, despair, and different types of similar passions. Try to stop him while the feeling of indecisiveness in many forms tries to kill his determination for climbing. On the other hand, external barriers such as stones, rocks, wolves, thieves, and thorns, etc. Someone who is faced with these kinds of barriers will have the option to either drop his journey on this road, which is full of dangers and hardships, or to go ahead by offering resistance against them and overcoming each barrier with power of determination. During his limited span of life in this world, the human being between his birth and death is a traveler on the road towards the final destination. Of course, this path is a difficult one full of troubles and plenty of barriers. Patience means to be able to stand up against all those obstacles and to conquer them with enthusiasm and determination. Muhammad ibn Yaqub al-Kulaini, may God be pleased with him, says, "A free human being is free in all circumstances. Should a misfortune befall him, he bears it with patience. If calamity strikes him, they don't shatter him. If taken captive and subdued, he turns hardship into ease, as was the case of Yusuf al-Islam. His freedom saved him from harm, although he was enslaved, subdued, and imprisoned. The darkness of the pit, the dread, and whatever befell him did him no harm. And then God favored him and made the insolent tyrant who had been his master, his slave. And then God made him his apostle, and through him was merciful to the people. In this way, patience is followed by good. So be patient and reconcile yourself to patience in order to reward it. Sabr produces many results, among which is the soul's training and discipline. If a human being bears patiently with misfortunes and calamities for some time for the sake of obedience to his Lord and Provider, his soul gradually becomes accustomed to these things. Sabr in regard to sins is a source of the self's taqwa. Sabr in regard to misfortunes and is the source of rids of contentment with divine destiny and degrees. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he is reported to have stated, "Verily, sabr is to fate with the head is to the body. One who has no sabr has no fate." Sabr makes man bear calamities with ease and face difficulties with composure. It strengthens the will and the power of resolution. It brings independence to the dominion of the soul. The Messenger of Allah said, sabr is of three kinds. Sabr at the time of affliction, sabr in regard to obedience, and sabr in regard to disobedience. One who is patient in regard to affliction, God writes him 300 degrees, the elevation of one degree over another, being like the distance between the earth and heavens. Someone who is patient in regard to obedience, God writes him 600 degrees, the elevation of one degree over another, being like the distance between the earth's depths and the throne, Al-Arsh. And someone who is patient again in regard to disobedience, God writes for him 900 degrees, the elevation of one degree over another, being like the distance between the earth's depths and the furthest frontiers of the throne. The Imam al-Islam said, "When the believer enters his grave, salat is on his right hand, zakat on his left, and virtue faces him, with sabr taking him under its shelter. With the two angels in charge with questioning enter upon him, sabr says to salat, zakat, and virtue, 'Take care of your companion, and if you fail to assist him, I will take care of him myself.' When a person is inflicted with the severe tragedies of life, and the millstone representing the testing of life is grinding him with intense pressure, if he does not become impatient, aggrieved, and annoyed, the channels of his communication with Allah would become wider and independent, and his heart and soul would be lightened with the light of Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his will to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, said, "Develop the habit of patience against suffering, calamities, and adversities. This virtue of patience is one of the highest virtue of morality and nobility of character. and is the best habit which we can develop. Nahjul Balagha, letter number 31. May Allah give us tawfiq to develop the habit of patience. Let us recite the dua Imam Zamana together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kun waliyaka al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi. Fi hazi sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a. Waliyan wa hafizan wa qaidan wa nasira. ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرزك التوبة وتمتعه فيها طويلا خدايا خدايا تن خلا بمهدي فرز نيزت خميني محافظت بفرما خامن اي رحبر از لطف قد نغدار رزمندگان اسلام نصرت عطا بفرما آمين صلوات
MashaAllah, JazakAllah, Brother Daniel Himani. For the rest of the students, if you know, this presentation will also be submitted as a Muslim Congress contest. You can go to muslimcongress.org, their website, and this is on the 40 hadith. From Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi, and you can make speech on any of them, and then you can submit. The deadline for this submission is the end of March. And if you do prepare, let me know. I can arrange either in the there won't be any assembly in March, but we can arrange special with program committee so that you can make that speech and that you can turn in that speech as your contest. Say a loud salawat.